Hello, and welcome back to Through Imperial Eyes. And we're here, we're talking, we're definitely talking about the Book of Boba Fett, Chapter 3. Jackson, how are you?
I'm chilling. I'm good. I have nothing new.
Nothing new. Wow. Very exciting times in your life right
really
now.
Really uneventful. Nothing. No, I went back to work. I'm out of COVID.
There you go.
You know, chilling, I guess. I got I took a little Kylo Ren helmet that I have on my desk now. Yeah, it's cool. It's fun. That's about it. That's it.
I don't have anything fun on my desk except for this nice Star Wars cup. I got it from a Hastings before they went out of business.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
But other than that, dude, how about this episode?
This was a fun one.
I loved this episode, dude.
Yeah, I enjoyed this a lot.
Yeah, I was glued to the screen the entire time.
I know. Yeah.
But without further ado, I think we could just jump on in. Let's just do it. Let's be little rebels here, pun intended.
Real rebellions.
So we open up, and I want to talk about this opening shot. I loved the stop motion little spider guy.
Yeah, I said it later in the episode when I was watching it, but I was like, I guess this is the trailer shot episode, because we had both the spider and then the shot of the, I don't know her name yet, the prosthetic. We'll talk about them, but I called them the Power Rangers.
Oh, which one are you talking about?
Just the main girl, the one from the little TV spot. That happened. She looks like Billie Eilish to me. She's got the brown pixie cut and the red arm. She was in a TV spot for it, but
I didn't watch any of the TV spots because I was too scared to get spoiled.
Literally, it's the shot of her pulling up and like stopping the speeder real quick. Like that was it. But that was also in this episode too.
Oh yeah. So. Dude. We'll get to it later, but I want to talk about those freaking speeders. So cool. But then, you know, we open up on that establishing shot at Tatooine. We get that really cool. They're kind of getting back to their roots, the stop motion. Yeah. Super cool. I was like, is that like a shot out of the Return of the Jedi? What's going on here? And then we're in Jabba's palace and, you know, they're kind of getting the rundown from their droid about like how like the
Mos Espa is kind of. I loved seeing Boba in his like habitat hanging out doing things. And it was like, it was cool, like having a real talk with Boba in this scene about like, you know, nobody likes you. Nobody thinks, you know, you're a natural leader. Yeah, you need to make your move.
Well, even before that, whenever the droid is kind of going through like the different, the different associations of
the families that control the area.
And like, yeah, like the Trandoshans control like the middle and, what was it? The
Aqualish control. The workers, whatever. And then, I don't remember the third one.
Yeah, I can't exactly remember, but I thought that was kind of like cool to learn what kind of has happened since Jabba died. And then, we got my boy Steven Root coming in. I was like, holy crap, dude, it's Steven Root. Do you know him from anywhere?
Yeah, from Office Space and
Barry. Have you seen Barry?
Barry, yes. I was going to say, I know. I see him in tons of stuff.
I was like, I love that he's in Star Wars now.
Yeah.
It's so cool. Well, there's another character that comes up, and I'm like, and you're in Star Wars too? What?
yeah, I know.
but I thought Steven Root was great, and he put like a little accent on, and I bought it. I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the banter in his first scene, because I was like, I love that we're kind of going back to the Shakespearean style Star Wars, and it was like very medieval knights in armor, you know, yes my liege, like your help would be so bountiful to me kind of thing. I loved hearing that kind of conversation, because I think it's kind of weird when people talk, I guess, quote unquote, normally in Star Wars. Like, it's fun when it happens, but I think too much of it, like, kind of takes it away when, like, you know, the prequels are very Shakespearean and, like, that olden time. I like seeing that.
Yeah, I thought, and I think his character was very fun, how he's, like, this moisture evaporator salesman.
Yeah.
And he, like this street gang on Mos Espa keeps stealing all the
The, like, top trade in the area isn't really spice, it's water.
Yeah.
You know, it's this is what's valuable here, which makes sense, but I like that it's, like, the main component, you know?
Yeah. And I also really liked how he has this line that I was like, wow, that's kind of deep. And he's just like, kind of what we've been talking about. No one respects you here yet. And you haven't really done anything to like, or like earn anybody's respect. Cause everybody is so used to being ruled, like we always say, by fear. I think the fact that they finally said it, I was like, okay, yes, thank you. That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
I thought that was, you know, that whole interaction was really cool. And it kind of, you know, it's that beginning of the episode, kind of here's your mission
for the episode. Yeah, very side questy vibes. Well, and I'll say this whole episode felt like a video game. Very, very Robert Rodriguez, which did he direct this episode?
He did, yeah.
Because this felt like him. And the cameo later, like that makes sense as well. But yeah, it just felt very like, here's your side quest, like let's go achieve it and whatnot. But I'm glad that they did certain things with it, like the scene with Steven Root and when he, you know, kind of recruits the biker gang. And I like seeing Boba starting to flex his lead with respect. You know, it's like, okay, well, if it's not working, then this is what's going to happen, is you're going to work for me. And it's 1300 for, you know, water, like you'll take 500, you know, like this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, and kind of like how we talked about last week with the Boba in, you know, I think pre-Sarlacc pit Boba would have just been like...
would have just shot him.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, literally. I was kind of waiting for
him. You would have taken him out.
Who's he going to take out first? Yeah.
Yeah. I think, you know, he's definitely... his character development is really... this one thing I will say is with this series, they have not... every episode has done something for Boba as a character to move him forward. Yes. And it's not just, it's not just seeing Boba do cool action, which I don't hate, but like, I'm glad that we're taking this route of really diving into his character. Cause it is, after all, called the Book of Boba Fett. Yeah. So I think that's really cool. And then whenever he references like this street gang that we end up meeting. So is the gang supposed to be called the Scourge?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there the Nitko? He called him the Nitko. Or are you talking about
the teens?
The Power Rangers. Yeah, I think they're called the Scourge.
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
Because we didn't really meet any of them specifically, you know?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say something.
No, I forgot it. My bad.
We have these moments here on Through Imperialize. Kind of moving forward, though, we are back in the back to take. I was like, oh... here we go. I was ready to be really negative about it, and I'm glad we got shown this whole thing with the where he goes to, you know, he goes to Mos Eisley and meets with the Pikes, and kind of talking about them. He's like, "Well, you're gonna give me my payment for this Sand People tribe," and they're like, "Oh yeah, we'll talk it with my people. We'll talk it over later," and then he comes back, and the entire camp is just demolished by the Nyctos, I believe.
So we obviously saw that the chief was killed, but do you think the warrior is still around?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't believe that everybody in that tribe was dead. I don't
think so either.
I just think they all fled once there was an attack and it left some dead bodies by... you know,
the chief definitely died. Mm-hmm. The chief definitely died. But I think the warrior and the kid are still alive.
You think so?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Because I think Boba's going to give the Empire, or at least have the Tuskens take over.
Mm.
I think the plan is eventually he's going to like bring the Tuskens in to help him fight.
How cool would that be, though?
I know, right? Like that's what I think is setting up, is him to fight the Hutts and these other crime families.
Yeah, I think that would be really cool because I don't think I'll ever watch A New Hope the same again, or even Attack of the Clones, because we have this info that this show is telling us now. And that's why I love this show so much. It's just like, it's making the Star Wars lore so rich with, if you want to find out about this, you have this canon thing to pull from. And we're keeping doing that. And I'm really glad that this show has also been respecting the canon a lot too, which is one of the things that I noticed, especially with like bringing in characters. Cause I remember we talked early on where like, we're probably not going to see any kind of reference to like any of the books or comics or anything in this show. Cause I don't think like Favreau and Filoni really care about that.
We wrong.
Man, we were wrong. Oh my God. I just, I've been blown away so far by this show because my expectations were just so low. But we get this whole flashback sequence. It's not very long. It's not like a whole episode's worth of flashback. Know, it's like a 5 minute.
It was weird him going back to the Bacta tank. And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, oh, I guess not the whole episode needs to be about this now.
Yeah. And then he wakes up to a little furry friend at his Bacta side table. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God. Are they going to like reference the fact that they've like worked together in the past, or they didn't.
Yeah,
but I was hoping they kind of did.
They had like a moment where he was, you know,
yeah, later
was
on.
Like, I get it. Business is business.
I think the fight was pretty freaking cool when he was throwing. I thought it was Boba hilarious around.
Half the time. Boba's in his underwear, and I was just like,
it's like
damn.
Wet in his underwear. He's yeah. being like had his butt handed to him. What do you think so far? I figured we would see Krisantan more in this series, but what do you think of him as a character live action so far?
It was cool. It was cool watching him like this character be a functionable bounty hunter. Mm-hmm. Like I felt like Krisantan, like in this fight, wasn't just like this big beast, you know, like he was roaring and yelling and stuff, but it was like, he knew when to properly like defend himself yeah. at certain points. Mm-hmm. And he was a good fighter. And it was cool seeing a fight like that. Cause there was a shot in it when the Power Rangers like circle Krisantan. And I was like, it was the pullout shot. And I was like, wow, this feels like a boss fight. This is like a Mortal Kombat moment.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're all going to beat him with the power of friendship. And then like, it turned into the kind of this ugly fight. And, I just thought it was really funny, like seeing it and being like, what video game is this? Like, what are we playing?
It did feel very video. Like it was the music. I think that, but it was made fun. It very like video game-y to me.
It wasn't bad enough that it discouraged me. Never in this episode was I like, that's too weird. I don't like yeah. it. It was just enough that I was like, this is weird. Cool. Like I'm enjoying that. We're getting weird with Star Wars again.
Yeah. And it's not weird that makes you go, eh, I don't know about that. Yeah, it's yeah. like weird that makes you go,
you're like,
this
I don't really
is
know what's happening,
but
I'm vibing with it. Like, I'm having yeah. fun.
It is kind of opposite because I haven't had any moments like this in this show yet, but I remember with Mandalorian, there was like a few moments where I was like, I don't know about that.
Right,
I haven't had those moments in this show yet, which I'm very glad. But kind of moving on here after this fight with, you know, Krisantan, and we're someone said the twins are here, the twins are coming.
They have a gift
for it. It was like the robot thing, right? What is their droid called? Does it have a name, or is it just like their little protocol?
It's like
droid thing?
MB something, yeah. I think it's played by Matt Berry, if you know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
Do you watch the What We Do in the Shadows TV show?
No.
Did you ever see the IT Crowd?
No.
Okay, never mind then I'm not gonna name off anything else that's in. But the gift was.
Oh, it was grand. A gift.
Yeah, it was a gift.
It was a gift, all right. So the twins come. They basically say, this is kind of a peace offering, essentially.
Well, they
for
straight
you.
Up, they're like, they confess. They're like, we tried to have Krisantan killed you. Like, sorry.
Yeah, they're like,
sorry.
They're like, sorry. Here's a Rancor.
No hard feelings. Yeah, here's a giant beast.
Did you think the Rancor is kind of cute?
I like, though, that they... I had this thought during the conversation. So, yeah, second cameo. I love that Danny Trejo's in Star Wars now.
Robert Rodriguez is the executive producer on this, so, like, he kind of has
like,
to
of course,
be...
Yeah, like, of course.
Like, if he's going to be in freaking Spy Kids, he's going to be in Book of Boba Fett. But I think he works in that role. Like, he's not... Like,
do you think he's going to stay? Like,
I think he will.
He's the new Rancor trainer?
I think so.
That's hilarious.
And here's something else that I am not... I didn't quite catch on, and I'm wondering if you did. The whole sequence of when, you know, Boba and Danny Trejo are, like, in the cave when they're talking about the Rancor, and he's talking about how, like, it imprints on the first thing he sees. Like, we get all this lore added to the Rancor and how they're actually, like, really caring creatures.
Yeah, yeah. This is...
They're not...
Yeah.
You know, in danger. And then Boba's like really lovey to it. And then Boba has to go. And then Danny Trejo's character comes up to him. He's like, don't worry, he'll be back. I'm wondering, are they going to like turn on him as like a.
No, I took it as because Trejo talks about how he was going to be the first to imprint. And you can obviously in the scene, he changes his mind and decides to do it with Boba. So mm-hmm. I think it's when Boba leaves, Danny Trejo understands that Rancors are empathetic character like creatures. And he's more kind of telling it like, don't worry, like you imprinted on this person, like he's going to come back. Like, don't be scared. You know, like you're OK. I took it as like it's him encouraging the Rancor not to freak out that, you know, mm-hmm. Boba's got to leave all of a sudden.
I don't know what it was, but there was like something in me that like the way he delivered that line, I think it was, or like the way the shot was, made it feel like he was just kind of like feeding bullcrap to Boba in order to like, maybe he was, you know, paid by the twins to
unleash
the Rancor on Boba or something so they can, you know.
And that might happen, because maybe the Rancor has already been imprinted and is trained to, you know, kind of snap when it needs to.
Yeah, that's why it might have just been my own interpretation just being dumb, but that was like the first thing that I thought of. But I think I would rather it be, I mean, unfortunately, spoilers for those who don't want to know, but I've already seen that concept art of him with the Rancor, spoilers, riding the Rancor, which he mentions in this episode. I was like, that's the concept art.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's coming.
Yeah, so I think that's actually going to happen. So I think your theory is more correct than mine would be. But who knows? We have like 4 more episodes. Oh, no. Yeah. 5 more episodes? 8 episodes, right? Or 9?
We're 9.
Oh, so we have 6 more episodes. Okay. We got plenty of time. So
I'm stealing this from Jordan Dennis because we were talking about it earlier, but I think Boba's going to name the Rancor Jango.
Ooh, how cool would that be?
Wouldn't that be neat?
Yeah. Short for Boba Fett's short for Robert Fettuccini. anyway, yeah, I think I was really surprised whenever the gift thing was a Rancor because in the last episode they kind of hinted that the Rancor is no more. They're kind of using this as like they're just gonna scare people into thinking there's a Rancor, but like Boba's not like
now
that
he has one
or something. But now he has one. What is he gonna do with it? It's gonna be his cute little pet now. And I think we're gonna see that Rancor tear some stuff up in this show.
If he'll start using the Rancor for his patrols. Like he'll start riding the Rancor himself.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. We have a lot yet to be discovered with the Rancor. And I want to see how Danny Trejo's character is going to end up being developed throughout this, or how much more he's going to be showing up in this series. Kind of moving on to like this latter portion of the episode when they're, you know, they're trying to go see the mayor and, you know, the pink Twi'lek guy. I don't really know his name. He's just like the assistant to the mayor.
The mayor's
or something.
Representative. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he goes to see him and he locks the door behind him and gets in his little I don't know what you would call it, some kind speeder. Of racer speeder pod thing. Yeah. And our street gang has some freaking 50s motorcycle speeders, which this is the part of the episode where I was like, man. This has George Lucas written all over it because this is exactly what George would have done. Like this is 1000% with the whole 50s theme of like those, you know, those speeder bikes and with it being like a chase scene through, you know, a busy city and being
Market
like
Street
and everyone's so, you know, everyone's so going so fast. And that was like George Lucas's big thing is like, he loved like racing and speed and like, had this need for speed. And like, if you read How Star Wars Conquered the Universe by Chris Taylor, it goes in depth on George Lucas's life in the beginning and what inspired Star Wars. But I think that this was definitely a tribute to letting a lot of George's influences influence them, which is something that John Favreau has specifically said that they would be that that's how they are. That's their approach to making Star Wars, is not using Star Wars as an influence to make this, but using Star Wars's influence in order to make these kind of shows, which I think is the correct approach in making any piece of media for Star Wars, because that's how you get to the heart of it. But anyway, we get this big, awesome action speeder chase. What did you think?
I thought it was fun. After a certain point, it just became like the same shot of them, like him turning the corner, hitting a bunch of stuff, and them following suit. And I felt that for most of that. I didn't really think much of the speeder chase.
I just thought it was funny to see the ravic they heaped on the townspeople.
Yeah.
The havoc they wreaked. Wow. That's a new one.
I thought this was funny that this episode has the first appearance of Boba using his jetpack.
Yeah.
It's him landing right in front of it. And during this, I was like, doesn't Boba like have a jetpack? He can chase him down. Like, he can pick this dude up on his own. And then it was just like, shoot. And I was like, oh, there he is.
Maybe he was
like,
just okay, enjoying cool. the chase. All right.
He likes why. Yeah. He wanted to see how his Power Rangers did.
Yeah.
You did not turn to Megazoid this turn.
And then, you know, it's kind of like the ending of the chase isn't very climactic. They just kind of run him into like a dragon fruit stand or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's about it. And then
Back to the Future.
Kind of the ending here with the Pikes land on Mos Espa. And, you know, our boy from one of the Power Rangers alerts them. What do you think is the next move here for Boba?
He, I think, is going to try and eliminate the Pikes' stance in Tatooine. So I think next episode we'll get the Godfather scene that we keep seeing in the trailers, where he meets with all the other. I think his goal is to have everyone turn on the Pikes, and, you know, he'll set them all down and be like, you know, I want you guys to help me defeat the Pikes, and we will all work together. Maybe he's going to try and reestablish what Jabba had, where they all worked under Jabba, you know, but, I think this season's going to start out, they're going to try and defeat the Pikes, and then the Pikes are going to call in Crimson Dawn. Cause I still think Crimson
Dawn's
gonna
show up at some point. I know you do. I know you do.
Honestly, the bad guys might be the Pikes, because they're a big enough syndicate that it's like, season one, he takes out the Pikes. Season two, everyone else is like, oh, like that ex-bounty hunter is like, it took down like the third largest crime family.
Yeah, and you're not the only one who like kind of insists that Crimson Dawn will appear in
the
show.
They have to make some kind of statement, because they're around. They have to be. You
yeah,
know?
They are around. We don't know which part of the galaxy.
Somewhere, yeah.
But there are somewhere.
I like the Dathomir reference today.
Yeah, that was cool too. Episode. Yeah, the Night Sisters. I loved hearing him say the Night Sisters on Dathomir. That was really cool. I think the next episode is going to be the thing that we see in the trailers of like the mayor with like all like the different, I guess like the crime lords or whatever you want to call it. Like if they're all around that table or whatever. I think we're gonna get that in the next episode. This is like a weird comparison, but you ever seen Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End?
I know. Yeah.
With the pirate
scene.
Meeting.
Yeah, same scene.
I feel like it's gonna be like that. I think it'll be really cool.
Yeah.
But other than that, do you have any other kind of like final thoughts on this episode?
No, I'm glad that we are getting into more of the story of this. I'm glad that we're kind of wrapping up with the backstory of what happened. And I bet you the next flashbacks will be about him getting Slave One.
Yeah, I think we are getting flashbacks in every episode.
You think every episode?
I think so. It's called the Book of Boba Fett. I think it's supposed to be chapters of his life. And this is what this is. We're just filling in some gaps. I think I don't hate it. Like, I actually
enjoy
seeing, like, jumping back and seeing what happened, you know, in some of these
gaps.
What
pushed him to start leading the crime boss life, you know, what motivated him for that. So,
yeah. So,
well, cool.
I think that's really cool. And I think next week we are going to be in for a pretty good episode, because the popular opinion that I've seen trending on this episode is that it's like one of the weaker episodes. And I loved this episode.
I would say episode one so far has been the weakest.
I would say too. And I loved episode one.
Yeah.
Which is a testament to how good the show has been so far. So, I mean, we'll see. We have a week until we find out what happens next. But it is a week I am willing to wait for.
I don't want to wait a week.
I know. I don't either. They should just. Why don't they just do the drop?
Give it to me.
Why don't they just dump it? Like they used to do on Netflix all the time.
We're Star Wars fans. We were all going to talk about it the same day. Anyway, I know. You know, like,
but this is how you keep buzz going. You keep it a week at a time. But I think that's just about all we got for now. But I think next week we will be back to talk about episode 4, chapter 4. Probably around the same time. I'm not entirely sure of what our schedules are looking like, but we will fit this stream in no matter what on Wednesday for sure. If you'd like to find us on the social medias, you can always do that at through Imperial Eyes Pod on Instagram, Imperial Eyes Pod on Twitter, and through Imperial Eyes Podcast on the YouTubes. Jackson, where can they find you?
Twitter at Quackson Scaling, Quackson Scaling like the triangle, and then you can follow me on my photography Instagram, which is at Daleen_photography, Daleen _ photography. Braid, what about you?
As always, you can find me on the twits at Braidathlon, on Instagram at Braden Ledbetter, and you can see what I'm watching, see what I'm reviewing on Letterboxd at B Ledbetter, and see what I'm doing in my video life and work life at Vat19 on YouTube. The twits. Not Twitch. We don't do the Twitch.
If you guys want to see Twitch, if you want to see some video game stuff, let us know.
Yeah, send us some money.
I'll get into that. Send us some money.
Send us some money, dude. Send us some, what is it, bits or whatever is like pennies? No. I don't know.
Subs.
I don't know. I don't understand the whole Twitcher.
I'm not into that crypto.
These kids and their NFTs. Yeah. But also, do not be shy. Please make sure to head over to our Apple Podcast page so you can find all of our podcast episodes. We do some news. We used to do a series called Imperial Cantina, where we sat down and talked about Star Wars one movie at a time. Each episode is a different movie discussion. And we also have some Imperial Book Club. We got a bunch of goodies on our Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Whatever you can do, just leave that rating, leave that review. Really helps and lets us know that you like what we are doing. And please do not forget to check us out again on our social medias, and check us out next week for our review of Book of Boba Fett Chapter 4. I'm going to be reading Fallen Star tonight. I don't know about you, Jackson.
Still waiting
for your out of print. Oh, man.
Yeah, but I have been working through Ronin, and then I'm going to read the two junior novels.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
So, yeah, I know.
That's right. Well, until then, we will see you next week talking more Book of Boba Fett. We might drop a news episode. It depends on what we're looking like news-wise. But until then, may the Force be with you. And also with you.